Time for weekly reflections. Clear Thinking by Mike George. The Empowerment Series. End all blame and embrace self-responsibility. During the last decade, the concept of empowerment has sold many books, filled many workshops, and is now funding a new industry called coaching. But what is empowerment exactly? Is it just another fashionable concept in the arena of personal development? Is it just another passing fad in the plethora of self-help techniques now available at the touch of a button near you? What is it? Personal development is not self-empowerment. To develop something implies to add to or to accumulate more of. Personal empowerment does the opposite. Self-empowerment is not true empowerment until the attachment which makes the self dependent on others are released. Secondly, the barriers which the self erects to protect itself are collapsed. The illusion which drain and distort the energy of the self are dissolved. These are the three parameters we check when self-empowerment can become true empowerment. You already are a powerful being, and you already have all the power you need and can ever have. It is simply suppressed, blocked, or distorted by a variety of factors that you are mostly unaware of. Foremost among these factors are the beliefs you have learned in the past, which now lie at the core of many habits which you have developed, which sabotage your power. Belief is not the truth. The most common fatal belief is the one that currently runs the world. It sounds like this: it's not me, and it's them. This is the illusion that someone else is responsible for what you think, feel, and do. Whenever you point the finger at someone else for what you feel, you make yourself a slave to that person or that situation. Each time you blame, you affirm another fatal belief that you are a victim. And this is self-disempowerment. The only way to restore your power is to release this belief and allow the truth, which you already know, to emerge and establish itself with your consciousness. In this case, the truth can seem quite harsh and extreme, which is why, when it is practiced, it is so powerful. The truth is also always simple. It's not them, and it's me. Always. It doesn't matter what happens, regardless of the nature of the event or the sharpness of the words intended to insult. Your response is always your own creation. And if you feel upset, scared, or sad, in any ways, it is always your own creation. Suffering is always self-created. That is why buried within this truth is a deeper truth. Nothing bad ever happens. We will return to that in more detail in later series. A powerful soul has reawakened within their consciousness the awareness that they have a choice in their every response. They have realized they can maintain a calm, positive, stable attitude regardless of what happens around them, even to their physical body. When they do, it's as if they stand in their power once again. For most of us, this theory is hard to see and even harder to imagine practicing. We will even find ways to resist it, as we remain attached to the belief that others make us feel what we feel. One sign of this resistance arises with the thought, well, if you don't react negatively to the bad news, if you are not affected by the negative words of others, it means that you are not human and you don't care. Once again, the opposite is true. The mark of an effective leader is they never react negatively to anything or anyone. This enables them to show others how to maintain a positive attitude and respond proactively to any crisis or chaos when it arises. Someone who has restored their personal power cannot be insulted, as they know themselves so well that they are unaffected by others' negative vision of them. This allows them to be available to help others through and out of their self-created negativity. This is the true meaning of turning the other cheek. It doesn't mean allowing someone to carry on with the negative behavior. It means engaging with them, seeking to understand them, developing a compassionate response, and thereby helping them to see, when they are ready to see, that they are only disempowering themselves. Ultimately, the empowered individual has realized and is able to live the simplest truth, which sounds like this. It is not what you say or do to me that makes me feel this way. It is what I do with what you say or do to me that makes me feel this way. This takes time, practice, patience, and as you can see, and as you can imagine, much self-forgiveness. After listening to all this, ask a question to yourself. In which two relationships in your life today are you currently blaming others for how you feel? Try to reflect your thoughts on this. Why are you not accepting responsibility for your mental and emotional suffering? Once you reflect, take an action on it. Visualize yourself responding in the above relationships in a positive and proactive way. And see to it. And for sure, that's going to help. This was Clear Thinking by Mike George. You're listening, The Voice of Peace.